Hello, my friends. Today we're back with Joe Verdone, and he's talking about how his product has affected special needs children. It is a very important session today, but I want to warn you, and I apologize in advance, my audio was kind of squirrely, so forgive the technical issues, but don't miss what Joe has to say. It's pretty important. And tell all of your friends with special needs kids. Welcome to Season 3 of the Cannabivarum Podcast, the Cannabis Truth Podcast. I speak the language of cannabis freely and uncensored while educating my audience on safe use of this live plant therapy. You should know what's in your cannabis, what's good and what's not. It does not come with an FDA stamp of approval yet. Using cannabis mindfully as medication is a different concept in Western healthcare philosophy, specifically the past 100 years. There's a lot to learn and reconsider. The information you'll find here comes straight from scientists and clinicians doing the work and reporting their findings in real time through various live online outlets. The scientific truth of cannabis is finally getting out and is wide open for all to see at respected medical sites like PubMed.gov and JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association. And I'm right there in the thick of it with all those titans of medicine, as a fly on the wall. I'm not a doctor, nor did I go to med school, but I did take dozens of private cannabis courses and still engage in continuing education offered by cannabis expert scientists over the past few years, and slowly began to see and understand the bigger picture. Now I talk to people all day long about cannabis and hopefully inspire them to research the facts as we know them today. Cannabis is an amazing alternative in health remedies. It can reportedly alleviate typical disease problems and troubling side effects, even those caused by synthetic prescriptions. This is Honey Smith Walls, a 21st century cannabis shaman, not a doctor, not a scientist, raised by nuns and wolves in the verdant cattle pastures of the Oklahoma oil fields. I'm here to amplify the truth of this great big story in cannabis in historical, political, and scientific terms, so you can make educated decisions about the medicine you choose to ingest.
So interesting is that in 2015, when I created this stuff and I was using THCA and we were doing CBDA, found that nobody was getting high. So I said, I was getting ridiculed and slapped. And then thank God in the article in 2016, when Andrea and I were having our conversation, she said, I told her it was non-psychoactive. Now, I don't know about everyone out there, but I know that research is so damn important. But I don't know how you give a mouse epilepsy or a rat or a monkey. I don't know how they talk back and how they feel. I really, really don't. I think that scientists are great, but I do believe that the world has got so much information about hemp and marijuana. And I think that in the world of consumption, the only thing that matters is absorption and dosage. And if you can dose a product and absorb 90 to 95% of it on our water, we guarantee you it'll absorb more than 95% because we use a technology by KitCore that is an infusion of into the bottle, into the water itself.
So you're smashing atoms.
And photons, yeah. And what it does is it just increases the absorption into the body. So not only are we trying to create a product in a water form that's at a nano state that'll pass through a diabetic needle. Mm-hmm. And in the University of Jerusalem, they said if you could get it to a water state, you could stick it into a tumor. So my product goes through a diabetic needle. And so we got it to a nano state. We started playing around with CBDA. We backed off of THC. We backed off of marijuana completely because our hemp had THCA in it. And if we had, and so we had a plant that we would run oil on, and we would be like, 2.7% if we were lucky in a THCA. And we would be lucky if we went over 1%. But that 1% at an absorption rate of 95% is enough for Devon. The other interesting things about Devon is that he's had seven brain surgeries. That's not in the article. Not one, but seven.
Where can we find that article?
On what?
On Devon and
Oh, the
all of
Phoenix,
the whole story.
the PhoenixNewTimes.com. And
I'll
so
have that link in the show notes so that the listeners can just go right to it and see the story for themselves. But go ahead.
Devon, so the interesting thing about Devon is that one, this started at 3 months old. Two, even though he's had seven brain surgeries, he was the first child, and this is important for your audience, first child to ever be sent to this hospital in San Francisco where they wired his brain with 38,000 wires, and then they put him into surgery or into epileptic issues for 36 hours.
Oh, my
They
Lord.
mapped everything that they could, and then they sent him back to Phoenix Children's Hospital, where Matthew, they drilled 10 holes in his head and inserted sensors into his brain to find out where he was going static. That information for us, with our foundation, Andrea got the insurance company to pay for it. And Devin, they know Devin used
Oh,
cannabis,
my
so
God.
that's huge. That is big, and he's the first child, and she just was successfully
She
just
got
helping.
insurance to pay for all of that using cannabis, and they knew it.
So she just got another family that I think Matthew called her on the phone before he retired from Phoenix Children's and asked her if she'd help another couple. They had tried four times and she got it done. So
Oh
we
my
have
gosh.
the devonsdreamfoundation.org, and we started that because of Devin and what she had gone through. But he went through seven brain surgeries. Now here's something that I didn't know that surprised the hell out of me. I
Tell.
was talking to Andrew about the surgeries, and he was on number six or five. And I said to Andrea, I said, I go, so just out of curiosity, when they do surgery on Devin, what exactly do they give him? She goes, what do you mean? I go, well, what do they give him for pain meds? She goes, you don't know? I don't know what. Nothing. I go, what do you mean nothing? She goes, before he goes under, they give him a teaspoon, or we give him a teaspoon of water, C2W. When he comes out of surgery, in that picture, if you ever see the one when he's mac and cheese and he's sitting there, as soon as he opens his eyes, they give him a teaspoon of water.
Wow.
So people got to think about that. Now, I don't know about you, but brain surgery, taking off whole right side of my skull, they put it right back on. His whole entire body for the past 6 years, has been C2W. The best way that I can explain it, walk out, grab a hemp bud and chew it. Eat it, because that's what Devin's been doing. But his whole entire body is made up of water, just like all of our, and his whole entire body is a cannabinoid body. This boy, at his last surgery, they said he's going to be paralyzed, he's going to forget everything, he's not going to know him, and but he won't have any more surgeries. He came out of the last surgery paralyzed on the left side. They gave him 30 to 45 days to leave. He walked out of there with his left hand, which was paralyzed, and his left leg, walking out of there in 10 days. 10
Oh, my
days. He left
Lord.
the hospital.
How old
Okay.
is he now?
He'll be 11. Now, the most amazing thing is everyone, epileptic children, I think, like autistics, don't grow very much. Devin grew a
Good.
foot and gained 42 pounds
Oh, my God.
in a year.
Oh, my
He went from a
goodness.
second, he finished first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. He's at a fifth grade reading level. He in turn has passed all of his peers. On that note, I want to say something to people out there that have a child that has special needs that's in school. One of
Yes.
the things in my next mission that really pisses me off is that
Uh-oh.
the money that Devin gets from Maricopa County or
Yeah.
from from, not from Maricopa, from Cottonwood, for special needs children, they displace someplace else. They take all of the kids that are in the room. Some of them are excelling like Devin, and some of them aren't. So each individual child, like each individual epilepsy, as Andrea stated, is different. But to lump them all together, not give any of the money for anything of his therapy or nothing. So Devin was getting frustrated. He plays with Legos. And over the course of the years of understanding Devin, I'm very observant. So he plays with, he's like autistic in that aspect because he can build anything out of Legos. He can see, he can build anything, right? Unbelievable. But he was getting mad. So I had Andrea say, go get him a yellow, a red, and a green logo, a Lego. She goes, for what? I go, because he's trying to explain to you how he's not, he's upset with the teacher. So instead of telling and asking him, just ask him to pull the Lego. If he's mad, it's red. If he's okay, it's yellow. And if he likes her, it's green.
Wow.
We got him past communication. And every child, I think, you know, we don't think about this, but I'm just going to say, I don't know why in God's earth you would take an epileptic child and give them THC. I just got off the phone with an individual. I'm not going to say their name. He met me on LinkedIn. He is giving his child, who's 7 years old, epileptic, on a feeding tube, and everyone on there should know, you never mix the two. You don't give THC and CBD together. I can tell you right now, if you are, you're an idiot. Sorry. We found out.
Why do you say that?
Because it instantly, we wanted to know. So we made our water. We did that. And everybody, Kenny, Dennis, and Andrea all called me within an hour of each other saying, what did you do? What did you do? It canceled it out. So we found, even in a water form, separated was one thing. The body processes it different from THCA in a cannabis form to a CBD form. With Kenny, we noticed that when we gave him the CBDA and all hemp,
yeah,
that he said that he was very clairvoyant. Now, this is a man that's got ALS. I gave it to Kit in a Taylor, which is Kit Core Labs, that does all of the photon and whatnot. And Kit is a neurologist under a 30-year friend of Tony Robbins, and he traveled with Tony Robbins around the world for neurology. And even Kit tried it and said that he was very, very clairvoyant, not stoned at all. It doesn't make you high. It just, you know, think about it. If your body's relaxed, you feel great. So the question is.
Yes.
And I've asked 1,000, I don't know. I mean, I've been doing this forever and keeping in every single buddy's bottle out there. You have one individual right now that you can actually say would be the Stanley Brothers with Charlotte's Web, are about the only ones out there, right, that have been doing anything.
Oh, I don't know about that.
There's
Mary's Medicinals. There's Healer.com. There's
No. I don't mean it that way. No. I mean individuals, but at hospitals. So I need to see from everyone out there that's either manufacturing a marijuana product or a hemp product that they're not having anybody in a volunteer clinical that they volunteered, that they give you the information that you receive directly from Mayo Clinic, directly from your patients that are down in University of Tucson or at Banner Boswell or at Phoenix Children's Hospital. To finish on Devin, this is where Devin comes in. This is where I feel I kick everyone's ass. When Devin was in that hospital and they had those 10 holes in his head and they were wiring him up, right? I got a picture of him wide awake and he's wired. He went into full seizures. Now, the point of that was to see what exactly is going on in his head. Our water, being that it is in his body and it's there for 7 years almost, and every 2.5 hours, he's taking a teaspoon of water, by the way. His body is pretty much a cannabis body.
How many hours was he taking a teaspoon?
He now takes a teaspoon of water every 2.5 to 3 hours. In other words, his dosage, a normal dosage to an individual, we consider a half a gram of C2W to 8 or 16 ounces of water, depending if, as long as you finish it all.
I see.
Devin's is that 8 ounces of water by teaspoon. So he gets out of one dose, he'll get almost 3 days.
So is your product in a powder form?
No, it's water.
It's water. Okay.
You can't, the powder form would be an isolate. You can't get an isolate. You can pound the hell out of it, but you'll never get it to where it won't settle. My water, I can send it to you. You can put it in a, squirt it in a glass of water, let it sit there, and you can wait a few years if you see if you're going to see anything settle.
Well, I'd love for you to send me some of your water, Joseph, but
oh,
I'm going to wait a few years.
I'm just going to tell you this. I'm going to be 100% honest with you, and I won't be wrong. If you do use my water, you won't be using what you're using now. I'm just going to tell you, in the world of what I've done, I stayed stealth. I haven't messed around with mice, monkeys, and rats. I have messed around with individuals that came to me. I have 25 of them, from a woman with breast cancer to a woman with ovarian cancer to people with pancreatic liver cancer. They got 4 months to live, and we got them 20. No pain meds, no opiates, a glass of water, and everybody's got that's it. I have a woman right now, a friend, one of my dearest friend's sister, who's got brain cancer. She said she would love to talk to you because she's been on all of this stuff up, and she's in Colorado. So uh-huh. She's in the state where they should be able to give her something. And she called me and she says, I'm done. It's nothing, none of this chemo. I'm in pain. I can't eat, all of this stuff. So she called me last night and said, this stuff's amazing. Oh, how do you feel? She goes, I sleep great. I'm in no pain. And all I can do is take the water. So I'm not talking about, when I say something to you about what I've done, anything that you tell me, everything I read is what if or could be. It could do this. It could be this. The hell with that. I'm far beyond that. I'm 10 years ahead of everyone that way. And then
but
with
you
the
understand why what that why they say it that way. That's all litigious verbiage. That's
it's
just,
all BS.
Well, they have to
I mean,
say it
I
that way
read,
to protect themselves from people coming after them.
They shouldn't be telling anybody that because they just copy whatever they read somebody else's CBD did. All of a sudden, CBDA is out there. CBDA didn't exist until September 19th. Of 2019 when Raphael talked about CBDA being stabilized. Hell, I had it stabilized since 2010. I've been using it since 2010.
Well, have you sent your...
No, I wasn't going to tell anyone. I was not going to tell anyone. I'm not a doctor. Einstein, like we talked about, was an accountant.
So, but you want to tell people now.
Now we want to tell people because we've been waiting... For we figured that the only I'm old school. I'm old school in automotive. Ford F-350, 250, Ford products, Chevrolet products. I mean, I designed everything. And the only way that I could ever get out there was, and social media didn't matter, but it was if it was in print. As long as it's in print, then you've got something. You can put anything out there on social media you want. It doesn't mean that it's real. The only way it's going to be real is if you can prove it. And I'm not going to tell you anything that I haven't done that I can't prove.
Hey, my friends. I want to give you a tip about a neurologist I know and trust. Dr. Anthony Mazzo is a highly rated specialist here in Melbourne, Florida, one of the first physicians to research and study cannabis since 2016 when it was legalized in Florida. Dr. Mazzo is not quick to prescribe traditional synthetic chemicals when he knows that this gentle live plant therapy will likely give needed relief. I know this to be true because I had to see him for my own old lady neuropathy issues. He did not prescribe the usual stuff. He told me to go get a particular kind of cannabis instead and use it in a very specific way to find relief. And that is what every doctor in America should have in their little black bag. His clinic details will be in my show notes for you. Why? because he's a trusted cannabis expert in the field of neurology right here in Melbourne. Dr. Anthony Mazzo at the Brevard Neuro Center on NASA Boulevard. See his details in my show notes.
So I'm not.
Okay, but the law is going to forbid you from doing human testing.
I'm not doing human
testing. Descheduled.
I'm not doing human testing.
But your data then is all anecdotal.
No, right? Well, my data comes directly from Phoenix Children's Hospital. We've got everything on Devin. I've got everything recorded in his head because Andrea has it. She has all the files. So I can tell you that when they were wired up with Devin, when we gave him 3 teaspoons of water, they came in, tried to get rid of the seizures. We gave him 3 teaspoons of water. We knew he was getting recorded, and it stopped the seizures in 15 minutes with water. So
did the hospital know what was in the medication, what was in the water?
Do you really think that Phoenix Children's Hospital is going to let something through the door, Al? A kid is getting surgery, and you're going to give him a teaspoon of water after surgery?
I don't know.
Without testing it?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I'm quite naive about this whole process, and I just don't know. You know, I mean, you're telling me who all you were involved with in this project to help Devin and the scientists and doctors who were there at that, you know, at that
hospital.
Well,
I guess the best part is about that, honey, is the article. You have Devin's doctor stating, quote, "You have to put a gun to my head for me to tell you that surgery healed Devin." Right on top of the fact of C2W. He will tell you. I mean, how do you argue with the surgeon that's been down there with all these children?
Only with hard data. That's the only way you can argue with him. And if you've got the hard data to back that up, then that's what the scientists are going to start taking to, right? Because
exactly.
Like you said, you've been following Dr. Raphael Mishulam, and he's the top of the line guy.
Well, I didn't follow him, honestly. I didn't. I only heard about him when Tom was asking me about the article. That was back. We started the article. He started the article back in 2019, and then COVID and all of that. He's a teacher. And he teaches, he's a teacher, he's got a couple degrees, and he's also taught with special needs kids.
Right.
And so when he heard about Devin, he heard about Devin through, I guess, a friend of his, and he was just intrigued, and he started writing this, and then that's when he got a hold of a Raphael. It's not that, you know, in the cannabis world, there's so much information out there if you start to research it and actually find solid data. But the problem is that the solid data that you have is like having somebody do a clinical. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take 15, 20 kids that all have epilepsy. We're going to take away their medication on 10 of them, and we're going to give some other medication to another 10. And that's going to tell you about a product that hits FDA. The problem is that they don't know how the other 10 would have been affected. And to me, you know, and then the other aspects of everything that we know of is a separate cannabinoid. This is my brain. There's 250 cannabinoids. So line up 250 dominoes. So 250 terpenes, line up 250 dominoes. Now we know about THC. We know about CBD. We know CBG and CBN, CBC. So let's take out the first 6 dominoes. How many of them are going to fall? 6. The rest of them won't. Terpenes the same way. If you take them out, how you put them back in? In my world, the way I look at it is you have to have all the terpenes, as many as you can, and have all of the cannabinoids to carry it through the cannabinoid body. If our body is made up of cannabinoids, then that means it needs them all. So that's the way we went down with Devin. If we could give him all of the cannabinoids and all of the terpenes, keep him in an acid state and no heat, and turn it into a water and dose him the same dose every time for the past 5 years, 6 years now, And that's how I went at it. I look at it as a domino effect or an entourage effect. But to say that we can live with one organ in our body, no. Each individual organ uses a different chemical. I guess everybody, you take something for your blood pressure, you take something for diabetes, and so on and so forth. They target it. Well, the
But
cannabinoid
that's
system.
just that that's the that's what a synthetic compound will do. It only targets one thing. And that's the difference between a synthetic compound and a natural compound that has synergistic abilities to mesh. And there's more than just 500 compounds in cannabis. There's, you know, the guys I hang out with and listen to say there's smirk and say there's
Thousands,
probably thousands.
thousands, I think. Thousands. I think thousands. You think about that. So in the world of medication, there's all synthetics. So you got synthetic penicillin, synthetic tetanus, and so on and so forth, right? So they do that so everybody can take it. It'll kill me in about a second, period.
Because
I'm
you're
allergic
highly
to
allergic to everything,
everything.
right?
Yeah, no penicillin, no tetanus, no antibiotics. I can't take an Aleve. I can't take ibuprofen. I can take a baby aspirin. That's it.
But you
Other than
had
that,
surgeries.
I've had surgery. No antibiotics. The only thing that I took was when I had my kidney out. I was in pain because I had red tags all over me.
Oh,
And I
goodness.
and my Dr. K comes in. He goes, "Yeah, how you doing?" I go, "Well, let's see, Doc. I'm popping staples because I got the hiccups. How the hell you think I feel? You just took out my whole kidney." He says, "No, I only took out half of it." So I go, "See that pump bottle over there?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "Give it to me." And I go, "Grab me some water." And I go, "Push it three times and fill it up." And it was one of them quart things you get from the hospital, you know, when you're. And it was my water. He goes, "What is this?" I go, "That's what killed the cancer. Give me that." And I drank the water. My cousin Susie gave a kidney away for Valentine's Day 3 years ago to
Oh my
somebody.
goodness.
She's a hospice nurse. So she calls me on the phone, and I had sent her out some water for to her show one of the senators there. And she was in pain. I says, "You got the water?" She says, "Yeah." I gave it to her. Her sister gave it to her. 5 minutes, her pain was gone. She said it went from a 10 to a 2.
Oh my goodness.
It's very, very quick. It's water with everything in it you can think of. When you smell it, if I put orange or grape in it because it still tastes like cannabis, but you know, it just cuts the flavor. It just cuts the tinge, and it's just something that, you know, is amazing. I make a pain oil. I make a sex lubricant out of CBDA that's called OMG4play.com. You go to,
Oh,
and
that's
it is
great.
made for ovarian cancer.
Oh, that's
From
awesome.
the women, Andrea uses it. She's got lupus, Devin's mother. She's in very bad menstrual cramps. She 5 days. She will put it in when she spots, and she is good for 5 days. No menstrual cramps. None. None.
Wow.
How's that? That's all
That's
documented.
just utterly amazing. And of course, that's how the world got the first news of cannabis helping cramps for women was through Queen Elizabeth and her good doctor that just came back from India with all the good news.
Right? So in a CBDA, it's the best way I can explain it, if you go to the website, is that the women say that it gives them a heartbeat down there. And you have to understand what each individual heartbeat is. Best way I can say it with keeping it clean.
That's sweet. Yeah, I get it. That's sweet. Women, you know, women age inside and out. And your skin and dryness and all of that and inflammation can make just normal daily things uncomfortable, much less something that you'd prefer to enjoy, you know.
I would tell every woman and man listening, I don't care what age you are, go out, find a Sprouts or wherever they sell hemp seed oil in the made by Manitoba, Canada, usually in a black bottle of green and white. rub that stuff all over your face. If you saw me at 63 years old, you go, how did my mom's skin was as tight as it could be? My grandfather, my great grandfather was a hemp farmer in Italy. They had hemp seed and they had stalk. And she would put mixed hemp seed oil with cocoa butter. And my mom at 90 years old, her skin was better than a 10-year-old.
Wow.
It was so tight, except for her saggy butt.
Shame on you,
naughty
boy.
That was the worst part about it, you know. I guess she couldn't reach back there or something. And
listen, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine who is an actuarial science data analyst. And I think he would be very interested in your story and maybe helpful to you.
I think we should get some research going, honey.
Yeah. Let's try to do some stuff together, because I really love what you're saying, and the experience that you're presenting to the world sounds so real and right and righteous. And you know, I agree with you about so much, and I know that it's the creative types like us that do the age courageous, that one foot in front of the other to get the process done and out to the world, and to show the world, you know, to lead and help the rest of the world understand what's
I
happening.
Tell you, I would tell you what you could do doing who you are. I had one of the board of directors from Normal up here from Arizona.
Yes.
And he asked me, what do you, you know, he goes, you don't like us very much. I go, hell no, I don't like you very much. I go, you guys are out there pushing the shit out of marijuana legalization. I said, don't you realize what you have? You guys are in Washington, D.C. just to try and get weed legal. Well, I'm going to tell everybody in your audience, if you go weed legal, as they say, you're going to see here in Arizona, it'll be a 50% tax. It's 30% now. It'll be 50%. They can't tax it 8% federally, but somebody's going to have to pay the state to set it up to start paying the feds. Somebody's going to have to do, and by that time, the excise tax on that is going to be 50% on that. So I said to Normal, you know, one of the things that you have is you have websites. Why don't you start collecting information from individuals on how it is actually helping them? You made a comment about me, patients. I don't go get anyone. They come to me.
Yeah.
I don't charge them for anything. They want to try it. They're already on weed. They're already using cannabis. They never even thought about him. None of them. None of them. They went to dispensaries. They got medical marijuana certificate. Heck, even Devin had his card at 4 or 5 years old.
And ridiculous that he needed one. Please.
Yes, it was ridiculous.
It's
that he
ridiculous.
Needed one.
Please, legislators, get out of the panties of the doctors. And let them do the damn work.
So Democrat or Republican, I don't care what you are, independent. I sat in on enough crap that I don't want to get into the politics of everyone I know. But they will never, ever legalize it without beating it. You already have it written in there that if you can't get pulled over with cannabis and you cannot show that you paid federal tax on it, you got a 5-year sentence and $10,000 fine per occurrence. It's written in there. So let me ask everyone out there, y'all grow weed, you get pulled over, you cannot prove that you paid a federal tax on it. That's insane.
Honey, I hear the blood pressure popping out of the top of your head.
Oh, no. I mean, I just look at that like, what are you kidding me?
I know. It is insane. It's
you know why that is?
Corruption.
So you don't grow weed anymore.
Right.
They can't do nothing about the Hemp Act.
Yeah.
They're done. They can't. But on the cannabis side of it, what they can tell you is force you not to be able to grow your own.
Well,
unless
it's all it's
in your joint.
There's an underlying corruption in the industry that must be hurdled first. And it's called Schedule One, and all those sons of SOBs. So, you know, trying to play up my own.
Where do you see that going? You see it?
I don't. I'm not going to wait for them to get their shit together, honey. I'm just going on with the science and with the need of the people, and trying to let the people know so that in eventuality they will be getting the right people in legislative positions. But for right now, all I, you know, it's the grassroots that you and I are doing and the other advocates of cannabis that's getting it there. You know, if not for the work of all of those others who led in the last 100 years and risked everything. You know, there are people still in prison today for cannabis. It's a freaking plant, you know? And so there's just so much that we can be doing to help heal our earth and our humans and our animals. And it means cannabis, and we've got to get it into our minds and hearts.
So pets. I had a black laboratory, a beautiful black lab named Bear. Yeah. He was 5 years old. And when he was young, had a puppy, he caught valley fever, which is a lung, right? It's a bacteria for a spore that gets in the lung. Anyway, we got him out of that. When he was five, he got lymph nodes swelled up.
Lymphoma.
Okay.
Goodness.
So I took him up to the animal hospital. He was down to like 50 pounds. They had him on some drugs that didn't work. And so I started giving him the water. He gained to 78 pounds. I got all my ass running around. And we went to the doctor and we were doing x-rays on his lungs.
Yeah.
And the his lymph nodes went from the size of an egg to the size of an almond.
Oh my goodness.
But the valley fever took his lungs.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's amazing that we had gotten that far.
Hey friends, I just want to remind you of my new clubhouse room called Rising Cannabis Connections on Mondays, 8 a.m. Eastern. There we explore the spirit of humans, which medical scientists believe is key to our happiness, and how communing with cannabis can help that process of recovery in mind, body, and soul. I've been looking for a live outlet to speak with you personally, and Clubhouse affords us exactly that. It's kind of like live radio, but you're in a live audience as well, so you can just ask questions or come up on stage and tell your story or whatever if you're inclined. This new medium of communication brings connection back to us. Or you can just be a fly on the wall, whatever you want. Rising Cannabis Connections airs every Monday morning, 8 o'clock. I love getting up with the birds, don't you? Eastern time, don't forget. And it's on that new app called Clubhouse. Be sure to get the app first, then join my room. If you can't find Rising Cannabis Connections because you can't remember it, then just look for me, your sweet host, Honey Smith Walls. See you there. Hey, friends, we'll be back next week with the final episode of Joe Verdone and the story of his C2W water that is helping so many people and animals too. Special needs children, all kinds of things going on with Joe and his C2W water. Follow us again next week. And don't forget to look in the show notes for all of those amazing links to more information about Joe Verdone and C2W. You've been listening to another Cannabivarum podcast with 21st century cannabis shaman Honey Smith Walls, that's me, about the importance of using verifiably safe products. The process of getting a diagnosis from your family doctor and taking your records to a cannabis specialist can lead you to the correct cannabinoid therapy for those issues. Otherwise, you're just your own guinea pig looking for answers without any foundational knowledge or ability to determine the best choices or strategies. To find a qualified cannabis expert to help you in your area, visit cannabisclinicians.com. It is a national society of cannabis experts, and you'll see that link down in my show notes. Unless otherwise proven by a reputable third-party lab test, please be advised that all street weed is contaminated. It may do grave harm to a patient with a delicate immune system who already has inflammatory issues like arthritis or IBS, fibromyalgia, or worse. Thanks so much for listening today, and don't forget to catch us live online on Clubhouse every Monday at 8 a.m. Eastern. It's a new app, Clubhouse it's called. Just look for me in Rising Cannabis Connections. I hear the cows calling.